I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011. I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. Toast does whatever she wants, obviously. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Toast, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We cover the spread, teasers, and so much more on 1300 The Bet.
Your edge over the sports books.
Baltimore's home for wagertainment. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Our friends at BetMGM, a little Sublime coming back from break here.
Yeah.
My baby. Yeah, great song. Sublime's awesome. Today, BetMGM players will receive a WNBA odds boost token. To use the token, add a WNBA wager to your bet slip and activate the token. Maybe Caitlin Clark points overs the next time they play. She's been pretty good. If you win your wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Joining us right now on the show, as promised, first things first, Fox Sports 1, friend of the program, the great Danny Parkins. My friend, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Nick. I'm great. Thank you, sir.
Let's begin with a great spot that you had earlier this week on First Things First on Fox Sports 1, when you paid off a bet that you made, is a cool sentence to utter, right, with A-list Hollywood celebrity movie star Ben Stiller and huge Knicks fan on the Knicks winning the championship. In case the audience is unaware of this, tell them what happened and how you paid off the bet.
So I had been picking against the Knicks since the regular season. I was like, you cannot win a championship with Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns as your two best players. It was just a take that aged like an avocado. And I picked the Hawks and I picked the Cavs. And I picked against them in the finals, and I was just like, wrong. And in the second round of the playoffs, I believe, Ben Stiller just clowned me on Twitter with like a very long post responding to one of my videos. And then him and I went back and forth on it. And, you know, he started following me on Twitter, and we just kind of became like, you know, like guys talking a little bit of junk about sports. And it was a one-sided bet. But I was just like, they're not going to win the title. And I was like, I will do a Ben Stiller movie-themed punishment if the Knicks win this title, because I'm so convinced. And he thought that was hilarious. We DM'd back and forth about that a little bit. And I had wanted to like just let all the producers of First Things First pelt me with dodgeballs. And they were like, that's not funny. And I'm like, it's pretty funny, but they're like, it's a liability, whatever. And so I was like, what if I spent a literal night in the museum? Because the Natural History Museum has a program where you can like spend a night at the museum
with the whale, right? Underneath the big whale. Which is awesome.
Underneath the whale. Exactly. And so Stiller thought that was funny. Fox signed off on it. And so obviously the Knicks won the title. Stiller loved the video of me going to the parade and like giving my takes to Knicks fans and then revealing that it was me. And then, you know, they do it like, I think once a month. And so last Friday, me and my 6-year-old son, Owen, spent the night at the Natural History Museum, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie, but saw Dum Dum, saw Dexter, talked to Teddy Roosevelt. Owen told me that the animals came alive at night after I fell asleep, just like in the movie. He said it was one of the greatest nights of his life. And Stiller was like, you do it, I'll come on the show. And so on Monday, came on the show for 10 or 11 minutes, talked some hoops, and talked night at the museum. It was great.
Did you consider, I would have, if I were choosing the punishment for this, I would have had you be like a male runway model, like Zoolander, like a big fashion show. Like, here's Danny Parkins, like, sashaying down the runway in some ridiculous outfit.
It was discussed, but it was like, what actual fashion show was going to let me in?
Like, well, probably for the pub that they would get being on national television, I would imagine that someone would have been into it, no?
Yeah, like we just didn't have as clean of an in to figuring out a way to make that work. Like, whereas the Natural History Museum, like, you can buy tickets. And so, you know, Fox just bought the tickets for me and my son to go.
And they're so cheap, which is great that Fox did that. It's probably, what, like $450 or something to do that? Or is it more than that?
Dude, no.
Really? Dude, because to get into the museum, because we took my daughter last year in October, and it was a disaster because she's too young. She didn't care about anything. She cried. It was only like $40 to get in. I guess that's not overnight, though.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, you can, if you're a New York resident, you can pay zero. It's donation for entry. And the Natural History Museum. Yeah, it's one of the best. And right, there's the suggested donation, which is, I think, what you paid. But no, it's $250 a person.
Oh, okay.
Not a bad deal. No, you get in at 6 p.m. There's programs and itinerary and stuff until midnight, then lights out. Then there's like morning breakfast and whatever. And yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Like, we made a friend, like, with the people who had cots next to us. We got the tour of the museum. You got to, like, go around. They had kids' activities set up everywhere. It was, you know, this is what I would say about the Natural History Museum. I'm a Chicago, and I'm from Chicago. In Chicago, the Fields Museum, which is a great museum, we have a T-Rex, and her name is Sue. And Sue is pretty famous in Chicago. Sue is on bus stations and, you know, like, billboards. Like, we got a T-Rex. Sue. Sue is great. But Sue would be in, like, an atrium of the Natural History Museum.
Yeah,
the Natural History Museum is like Jurassic Park.
Dude. Yeah.
They have like 200 dinosaurs. It is. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I'm done with the dinosaurs. Now I want to go touch a literal meteorite that like is like preserved. And like you are like, I'm in outer space. I'm in the dinosaur. It's like, it is a remarkable museum. 10 out of 10 recommend.
I've probably been there. My dad used to take me when I was very little. I used to love it. Like, I would name all the dinosaurs. Well, I've probably been there like 30 times. It's really special. Okay. I don't know if we're going to talk sports here because there's something, you know. So, I know you'll be honest, but I require that honesty here. Are you trying to finagle, potentially, thinking about how you could potentially finagle hanging out with Ben Stiller in the future? Like, I know the answer is yes, and I just need to know how you're planning on making this happen. Because I know I would have thought about it if I were you also.
Are we in the trust tree of, like, this isn't going to get clipped and put online?
No, it doesn't have to be, yeah. Yes, okay, we will not put it online.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, like, of course, like, in my head, I'm like, we would be friends.
But, like, why couldn't we clip that? Like, who wouldn't want that, though? I guess you don't want him to see it. Yeah, I understand.
I don't want it to seem too... Yeah. In my head... Does the next time like he come in studio instead of on Zoom?
And how are you planning on making? Is it a DM? Is it like, man, I think the Knicks might suck again this year? ..
Well, we already talked about it a little bit. The segment wrapped before we could officially like come up with terms on like what the bet would be for next year, because I kind of was just like jabbing him a little bit. I was like, well, you know, now that with LeBron in the East, like they'll probably lose in the second round.
Oh, you put it out there for him, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, like, and then I was thinking, like, maybe, like, I was thinking, like, Bulls, hey, Bulls, Knicks, I'll wave to you. You know, my seats will be, like, 25 rows behind you, you know? And, like sending him that DM before Bulls, Knicks and buying the tickets to that game and seeing if that turns.
Bulls lose as a 13-point underdog, like, I'll be a male model and you come on the show again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in my head, do I think that's the only time Ben Stiller is going to come on the show? No. And if you watch the full 11-minute segment, I made him laugh a couple times. And he laughed off air. Like, he's just, I don't know the man at all.
Well, you are funny.
Well, thank you. I'm a huge fan of his filmography. But I just also think that if I were, like you said, an A-list movie star, filmmaker, creator, I would carry it like him. Like, T-shirt courtside at games, T-shirt first row U.S. Open. Like, he just seems like a regular dude who loves sports, who happened to get really famous for being hilarious. And I also really do align with his, like, comedic sensibility. Because, like, he is, there's something about Mary, meet the parents. Like, he is self-deprecating. Like, the joke is often at his expense, and he takes it very well, which I like to think that I am very good at. And like, I used to do it in radio all the time. It was like to the producers, to my co-hosts, like, make fun of me as like the driver of the show, because then if I can take it, then everybody can take it. And so I think he's excellent at laughing at himself.
What is like the next thing that happens in the Danny Parkins Ben Stiller relationship? Like, is it you DMing him at some point? Like, what happens next?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we DM'd after the interview, and then I, you know, I'm going to cool it.
Do you have his cell phone number?
I don't.
Did you at any point consider being like, what's your number? I'll text you. Because this is kind of like when we're single and you're like trying to get laid to a degree.
No, dude, listen, he's the man. We got the Zoom situation through his assistant. Dude, he came on because I asked him, I was like, I'm doing it Friday. Would you come on Monday? He's like, Monday's the first day of shooting season 3 of Severance.
What a life, right?
Yeah. But he's like, but what's the time range? I'm sure I can sneak away for 5 or 10 minutes. And I gave him the time frame and he's like, I'll make it happen. And so like that morning he sent out the screenshot of something that they filmed from Severance on that first day. And like there he was in a side room at a studio and he had stepped away from shooting Severance. Like he DM'd me afterwards. He's like, that was so fun. And like we had been told like strict 5 to 7 minutes and he was on for like 10 or 11. And he's asking me questions about the Bulls at the end of it.
So, love that. Huge sports fan. You love that, right?
Huge, huge sports fan. Yeah. So like, I will at some point send him something about, you know, getting him on the show again and the Knicks. It. Like, you know, NBA season's going to roll around soon, man. Like banner night is coming. There'll be information about the documentary. Maybe he'll want to promote the documentary on first thing. Who knows? But yeah, I'm going to play it cool for a little while.
Are you guys friends?
No. I would say we are internet friendly.
Okay.
You're like, you know what I mean? Like he follows me on Twitter. He retweets stuff when I tag him in it. He likes the videos. I think he's amused by me. Like I don't think he literally thought when I said I will spend a literal night at the museum, like I don't think he, in fact, I know that he didn't think I was serious. Like,
that's so interesting. Like, I would have thought he would think you were serious.
Yeah. We don't know each other. So John Greenberg, who writes about sports media, but is the main columnist for The Athletic based out of Chicago, he tweeted when he saw the video, he was like, I'm so happy that Danny Parkins's love of a good bit has gone national. Like anyone who's followed my radio career knows, like, I love a bit. Like, I don't take this stuff very seriously at all. And so like the ability to like do the bits that I would do on radio, but have a budget behind them with Fox Sports is just so amazing to me. Like they got me Meta glasses to go to the night at the museum to film content as I was.
You get
going.
To keep them?
I did not. No, so we're going to just use them for other bits.
Were they like, cool?
Yeah, they were cool. Like it was a little tough to do, and like I couldn't put myself in the footage. Like, you know, so I used a lot of it on my cell phone. But regardless, like point is like Fox and First Things First love a good bit also. So. Yeah, man, it's a cool match, and so yeah, I don't know. You're almost making me blush, like I'm talking about like a successful first date, like my interaction.
No, because I find this
successful. Don't push it. I don't want to rush it. Okay.
Friend of ours, Sal Licata, right, became friendly with Jerry Seinfeld over the summer because Jerry's a huge Mets fan, and I find this phenomenon with men very funny, right? When like Sal's a huge Seinfeld fan, and he's like. Trying kind of to continue this relationship with Jerry. They watched the spring training game together. And it's like, I asked him like, you definitely want to hang out with Jerry again, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, well, how are you going to do that? And it's like trying to asking a guy who likes a girl, like, how are you going to ask her on a date? Like, how are you going to try and figure this out? Like the parallels are hilarious with stuff like this with men.
Yeah. Listen. And like, I once was in the presence of Seinfeld very unexpectedly at, Madison Square Garden because a friend of mine was opening for Sebastian Maniscalco and he gave me the pass and then he was like, Jerry's opening tonight. And I was like, what are you talking about? And like, there I was before the show standing 2 feet away from Seinfeld and dude, like it was only for like 90 seconds, but I like could not make speech.
Yeah,
I was like, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God. And so yeah, like I, you know, no athlete, I could be next to Mahomes, LeBron James, Tom Brady and just be like, what's up? But like in that scenario, these comedy legends, I don't know, it's something about it. So yeah, hopefully something else happens. But I'm not under any illusion here that like Ben Stiller wants to be best friends. He's got plenty of much cooler friends.
Maybe. You're the best buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Yes. Our friend Danny Parkins here with us on You Better You Bet. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we...
This is Westwood One Sports.
I love a girl's weekend, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin, thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
You can usually find me in the kitchen, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm still in the mix with Skyrizi to treat my joint symptoms.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe at 4 months.
Or if you're an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's the deal.